Using the polarization properties of double radio relics to probe the turbulent compression scenario, by C. Stewart I. et al. Radio relics are MPC-sized synchrotron sources located in the outskirts of some merging galaxy clusters. Binary merging systems with favorable orientation may host two almost symmetric relics, named double radio relics. Double radio relics are seen preferentially edge-on and, thus, constitute a privileged sample for statistical studies. Their polarization and Faraday rotation properties give direct access to the relic's origin and magnetic fields. In this paper, we present a polarization and rotation measure (RUM) synthesis study of four clusters hosting double radio relics, namely 8CO212 plus 703, ABEL 3365, PLCKG 287.0 plus 32.9, previously missing polarization studies, and ZWCL 2341 plus 000, for which conflicting results have been reported. We used 1 to 2 GHz Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array observations. We also provide an updated compilation of known double radio relics with important observed quantities. We studied their polarization and Faraday rotation properties at 1.4 GHz and we searched for correlations between fractional polarization and physical resolution, distance from the cluster center, and shock Mach number. The weak correlations found between these quantities are well reproduced by state-of-the-art magneto-hydrodynamical simulations of radio relics, confirming that merger shock waves propagate in a turbulent medium with tangled magnetic fields. Both external and internal Faraday depolarization should play a fundamental role in determining the polarization properties of radio relics at 1.4 GHz. Although the number of double radio relics with RUM information is still low, their Faraday rotation properties, i.e., rest frame RUM and RUM dispersion below 40 radians M2 and non-Gaussian RUM distribution, can be explained in the scenario in which shock waves with Mach numbers larger than 2.5 propagate along the plane of the sky and compress the turbulent intra-cluster medium. This was Using the Polarization Properties of Double Radio Relics to Probe the Turbulent Compression Scenario, by C. Stewart I. et al.